Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're enjoying our remote soundcheck sessions, but it's nice to occasionally dip into the archives and hear what they sounded like when people actually came live into our studio. It's a little audio time travel from the Soundcheck archives.
Short skirts, tight pants, clean shoes, won't deliver the news.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. There's a real play of light and dark in this Brooklyn violin and piano duo. They're called Gracie and Rachel, and this is their single, Tiptoe, which we premiered at Soundcheck. It's on their forthcoming debut album, Go, and it's haunting, complex, and a little gothic. Gracie and Rachel hail from Berkeley, California, although they're now based here in New York, and they are here in our New York studio to play some songs for us. This first one is called Sing Song.
So new,
Mom ain't there, Dad don't care, don't know what to do.
So we just move along and we just do it wrong,
making mistakes till mistakes help us write a song.
La di da di da, la di da di da, la di da 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 da, la di da, la di da di da, la di da di da, la di da 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 da. So get a shit job to pay the rent. Don't fall in love, love will have your money spent. And tell your friends back home your life is great, cause moving far away is cool, that's all you have to say. La-dee-dee-da-dee-da, la-dee-dee-da-dee-da, la-dee-dee-da-da-da-da, la-dee-dee-da, la-dee-dee-da-dee-da, la-dee-dee-da-dee-da. Sometimes too hard, sometimes all night. La-dee-dee-da-dee-da, la-dee-dee-da-dee-da, la-dee-dee-da-da-da-da, la-dee-dee-da, la-dee-dee-da-dee-da, la-dee-dee-da-dee-da, la-da-da-da-da-da-da. So forget us now, cause you remember later. Don't want you. Keep on singing that song, and you can sing along. La di da di da, la di da di da.
That's the duo known as Gracie and Rachel, expanded to a trio for that live performance here in the studio. Grace Coates singing and at our piano. Hi, Grace.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. And Rachel Ruggles playing the violin and singing as well. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
With David Leinard helping out on the bass drum. And it's a lovely song called Sing Song, which Grace has a line that I think will probably ring true to anyone who's ever moved away from home. You know, the line about, you know, move away mm-hmm. and kind of tell your friends back home everything's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, let's just pretend.
Yeah.
It's really not so miserable.
Did you guys have that experience? Is that like ripped from your own personal headlines? Did you guys
Absolutely.
Have that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of moved. We moved out here and we chose Brooklyn, you know. We thought about it a lot, but we kind of didn't know what we were getting into. And we chose it. I think we had some pretty ugly experiences when we first came. We were just mm-hmm. unhappy, you know? And mm-hmm. we realized we were writing more because of it. So let's bring on those ugly experiences.
Yeah,
let's
okay.
kind of become our mantra.
Now, Rachel, when did you and Grace first meet and start playing together?
We met in high school around junior year. It was a kind of an interesting collaboration that we found ourselves in. We were in dance class together, and the instructor kind of encouraged musicians to kind of work on a piece together and write some music for a dance work we were working on. So
arranged marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's how we met.
So, I mentioned how we had sort of premiered that song Tiptoe, your first single. The video for that has a lot of it. That's the two of you. Are you dancers as well as musicians?
So yeah, for the Go single, we have a music video of us
twirling Go,
around.
Right.
That's very kind of you to call it dancing. Mm. We've been told it's just rolling around on the ground and things. We do like to choreograph. It was funny. The director for that video said, "Okay, choreograph." Sam Marjavecis directed this, and he said, "Choreograph, you know, your parts." And Rachel and I got together, and we choreographed like a really tight knit in sync thing, and he said that wasn't what I meant at all.
More of like a hip hop music video.
That's kind of our dream, but you know whether or not we can execute it, we don't know.
But right. even before we were necessarily writing music together, we were writing dance together. I mean, we did collaborate on a lot of pieces in high school.
Mm-hmm.
After school, we would go home and start dancing, and then we started playing music after school.
Well, you know, that sounds weird only because in the West, we've kind of separated music and dance.
Right.
You know, in lots of cultures,
totally.
If you do one, you do both.
Right.
They're kind of inseparable
mm-hmm.
from other.
We're bummed because we're behind instruments, so we can't go do that. So we'll try and make all our concept videos have a little bit of movement.
When you guys did start playing together, as a pianist and a violinist, you know, you both would have had kind of classical music training, right?
Yeah, she did for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Actually, Rachel, your last name is Ruggles. You're not descended
from...
Not descended from Carl Ruggles.
No. Maybe you don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm not.
Okay.
I wish.
Actually, Grace, you know, there's an American composer named Gloria Coates.
All right, I'll go with it. She's all totally right. My aunt.
Totally your aunt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Based in Germany, but a veteran American
fine.
Composer. So you both have classical composer last names.
Okay.
when you started writing together, though, what was it already into this kind of more nebulous indie
kind of.
Alternative thing?
Yeah, I think we like to kind of say that, you know, Rachel gave me, as a songwriter, a lot of structure. She comes from a classical background. She studied it all her life. And playing contemporary music was sort of like a rebellious thing to do for in the classical world, a little breakaway from that. So we kind of informed one another in that process of kind of exploration and, you know, how to make sounds, you know, twist a little bit.
Mm.
But she came up with a real strong classical background, and I just started writing music when I was younger. So I'm really grateful to be working with somebody with that kind of a background.
Yeah. So there wasn't an early awkward cover band phase.
No. I mean, there were early awkward phases for sure, but they weren't cover band.
I think we also started off a little bit more singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
A little more pop structure and
figuring out how we could literally play off of one another.
Right. Well, the album is called Go,
mm-hmm.
And the piece you're going to play next for us is the title track. This is the one with the video that has you guys rolling around.
Rolling around, yeah.
in a very choreographed way.
Absolutely.
So you want to play that for us next?
Let's go.
All right. Let's hear two songs, actually, back to back. We'll hear Go, and then we'll hear Upside Down. Here's Gracie and Rachel.
So let go of going.
the front of my tongue. Got me feeling so damn young. Just begun.
Nicely done. That's Gracie and Rachel live on Soundcheck with two more songs. The first of the two was Go, which will be the title track of their forthcoming debut album. And then that last one is Upside Down with Gracie at our piano, Rachel playing the violin, and David playing the bass drum. So aside from the bass drum, you guys really are kind of self-contained, Gracie, as a duo, right?
Yeah.
So when you're making the record, is there the temptation to say, gosh, if we just, you know, put a little bit of bass here or float it in a little synthesizer there, that sort of
totally.
Thing.
Totally. Yeah. A lot of that happens. A lot of experimentation. We actually just, we started recording in our space, in our loft space with our producer, Garrett Eaton. And he was, he just had a bass drum in his car. We had no intention to have a drum on the record. Actually, we're just going to do more synthy kind of, you know, ethereal sounds in there with our instruments. And he just needed to bring his bass drum in from the car. To be safe, he only had a kick drum with him. So we started just playing around with it. That way it was kind of a happy accident and kind of messing with it in that regard. And now it's just this odd, singular thing that we play with live.
Yeah. Now, we were talking before about, you know, the video for the song Go and the dancing in the video, et cetera. But there's something else in the video that struck me, and that was the play of black and white. Mm-hmm. And we are shooting video, so folks who are listening to this can actually see what I'm talking about. But you, Rachel, are today all in black. Gracie,
most days.
All in white.
Correct, yeah.
How intentional is that?
100%. Yeah. I mean, it kind of naturally evolved that way. Rachel, you know, tends towards
the darker. Is Rachel evil?
Is Rachel's just the devil and I'm an angel. So that's pretty much how it came to be. No, it just kind of evolved that way. And then we realized we could solidify it a little more, you know, with our, you know, way of presenting ourselves. But we enjoy kind of playing off of one another in that way.
Right. Yeah. And how does the songwriting process work?
It's been such an evolving creature, our songwriting process. I used to kind of bring skeletons to Rachel of like a chord structure that I'd have, and then she'd kind of inform me on where to take it. And, you know, I'll start with a lyric idea, and Rachel will have some vamp on the piano that she writes and, you know, teach it to me, or, you know, I'll teach her something. So it kind of goes, you know, back and forth. The other day I was having a lot of trouble figuring out what to write about, and Rachel just wrote down a bunch of prompts and put them at the piano for me. So there's a lot of, you know, play with, you know, how we build on this, but certainly just sounds, you know, coming to one another with a basic idea, and the other will either reject it immediately and you don't finish that song, or, you know, if I bring Rachel something and she's enthusiastic, we finish it that day. So it's it can change.
Okay. Speaking of sounds, Rachel, the beginning of Upside Down, you know, you do a lot of the kind of
overtone,
the harmonics, you know, running up and down the strings.
I just like to, you know, add as much texture and diversity as I can.
Right.
Make it creepy.
Well, and so, you know, normally in a studio, you might think, okay, well, that's what the effect that we're going for. Now let's see if we can, you know, kind of throw some sound effects or something. But, you know, the violin has, like, that sound world within it.
Cool. So. Well, there are a lot of possibilities that aren't always explored on the violin, and I have been trying, you know, where you play in relation to the bridge can have a lot more grit, or it can have a more soft, easy to the ear sound.
Well, guitarists know what you're talking about. You play down by the, you know, up exactly. above the sound hole, you get a different than if you're playing down by the bridge.
And I think what did happen though was that we weren't really playing as much like that before recording the album, and then we realized, oh wow, we have all these interesting textures. We need to bring that to the live sound. So I think Rachel, you know, compensates for that a lot and really tries to bring that to our live thing.
Gracie and Rachel are here with us on Soundcheck today. You want to do Don't Know for us?
Absolutely.
All right. It's another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio.
Thank you.
That's Gracie and Rachel with their song called Don't Know, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. And I guess that's what they mean by the velvet glove and the iron fist. It's a lovely song, but Gracie, there's some pretty kind of angry and defiant lyrics there. What's going on with that?
Yeah. You know, just a little bit of big brother talk.
So you guys are so... You know, you have the black and white thing. You have the dance in your background and stuff. You seem like you could just as easily be visual artists as audio ones.
Thank you.
Are you thinking in terms of, you know, kind of visual ways of presenting your work as you move forward?
Yeah, I think we're trying to find innovative ways to, also not just only, in, you know, with videos, but in performance. You know, we performed with some of the album artwork that we have for the forthcoming album, you know, projected behind us and, you know, with an image per song.
Have an image kind of accompany the song.
And represent kind of the darkness or the lightness of whatever it is we're playing. So that kind of stuff. But more of that, you know, is something we
want. And we do like kind of like the minimalist vibe of what black and white can represent, especially just like pen to paper, black pen, white paper. I don't know.
Anything.
It just seems to, or if that it's if you're starting a drawing, you know, that's just kind of like its foundation.
I think we here at Soundcheck were struck by, you know, the sound and the look when we saw that first video for Go. And it's been great hearing a few more of the songs here in the Soundcheck studio today. Gracie, Rachel, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
I'm losing my mind.
That Soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.
Gonna do it my